The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But it is the final home game of the season, and Mary Kay Cabot broke some pretty big news when she said that Dorian Thompson-Robinson had that calf injury in Sunday's loss. And right now, Mary Kay Cabot for the PlainDealerCleveland.com joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
Hello, Mary Kay.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Who's playing quarterback on Sunday?
Are you available?
Wheel of quarterback.
You know, as of right now, I'm going to guess that Dorian will play, because when I asked him about that after the game, he basically said, come hell or high water, I'm getting out there and playing. So I have a feeling he's going to do everything that he possibly can to get out there and play in this football game. And then if for some reason he can't finish the game, then they'll go ahead and I would think put Bailey Zappe in there. But right now, I would go with Dorian.
Do they need to pick up a quarterback and maybe put one on the practice squad?
You know, I think they're okay, because okay, if they have Jameis as their inactive third QB and he had to go in a pinch, he could probably do that. So we'll find out as the week goes on. Now, we are not out there tomorrow. We don't have them on Christmas Day tomorrow, so we won't know too much about who's practicing or who's not practicing tomorrow. But, you know, by Thursday, I think we'll probably have a pretty good idea of who will be available.
How do you think Kevin Stefanski felt about DTR's performance on Sunday?
Well, he doesn't like interceptions, I can tell you that much. And, you know, that's just not going to fly. So that's got to stop. That's why Jameis Winston got benched in the first place. So they definitely have to get a handle on that. It'll be a lot easier to do that if David Njoku can play, if Cedric Tillman can play, because Jerry Jeudy was covered a lot and double covered a lot, and he didn't have a whole lot of places to go with the football. So that didn't help matters, and we'll have to see how that goes. But I think that Dorian showed some things. He showed that he's got good mobility. He showed some escapability. He showed a strong arm, although at times I think he needs to take some heat off the ball so that he throws a little bit more of a catchable ball, especially in shorter situations. But, you know, he showed some things, but he's got to play a little bit more within himself, a little bit more under control. And I think with time, you'll be able to see that skill set come forth a little bit more.
Mary Kay, we happened to talk about this on the pregame show the other day. I was just curious, and the Pro Bowl voting, what just ended on Sunday or yesterday. Just your thoughts on Pro Bowlers from this team. And we were kicking around, will they have three? Will they have four? How many could they possibly have? What do you think? How many Pro Bowlers do you think the Browns have right now?
Well, obviously, Myles Garrett is a Pro Bowler, and I think that Denzel Ward needs to be a Pro Bowler this year. I think he's playing as well as I've ever seen him play. He locked in. And I think he's having a really phenomenal season. And then, of course, I always look at Joel Bitonio as a perennial Pro Bowler. He should always be in there. So he's another one. And then Wyatt's season was a little cut short by injury, so I don't know if he'll have a chance to make it this year, but maybe he'll get some consideration, and deservedly so. So those are the guys that I would look at.
Yeah, the only other guy I would take might put on that list is Corey. I mean, he has had so many more punts than anybody else in the NFL, and I mean, he's been good this year, really good, I thought.
Yeah, he is really, really good, and he's placing a lot of them in that coffin corner, doing a really, really nice job. He is having a career season. You're right about that. So he definitely would deserve it.
It'd be hard to see five Pro Bowlers over from a 3-win team. That's not that like I'm trying to equal that out. Like the list you gave me is the same one that I kind of had. But then I'm like, are they really going to make five guys Pro Bowlers off a team that only has 3 wins? That I think is the difficult part.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, I think that that situation with the Browns being at 3-12 will really, really hurt Miles in terms of NFL Defensive Player of the Year again. Mm-hmm. Even if he wins the sack title, I think it might be hard for him to repeat. Now, because he's Miles, maybe not. Maybe he will get that kind of recognition, but 3-12 doesn't help at all.
Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Browns announced today that they have signed kicker Andre Schmidt to the practice squad. He was in the UFL, the St. Louis Blackhawks, this season. Is this a kicking competition now for Dustin Hopkins this week? Are we back into the same thing that we were with Riley Patterson, where we'll see what this looks like and maybe give Dustin Hopkins a week off? Or if we see Andre Schmidt, it basically tells you Dustin Hopkins is no more.
I think it means that there's a good chance that Andre is going to kick in this game. I think they thought that Dustin had solved his mechanical issue, and that's not the case. If you're going to go out there and miss your only extra point of the game, then you're still in that slump. You're not out of it yet. So I do think that there's a good chance that he will get another week off.
What is Kevin watching right now? What do you think Kevin's looking for?
Well, there are a lot of things that they need to look at, not just for the rest of this season, of course, but for the future. So I think you're looking at what can some of these young guys do. Mike Woods had a little bit of a tough game. Can he bounce back from that a little bit? What can Jamari Thrash do? I think you're going to be looking at more of Mike Hall, who has come on strong lately. I think younger guys also like Ronnie Hickman, who might be able to win a starting job next year. These are things that you're going to be wanting to look at. Isaiah McGuire continues to come through with impact plays, and that's important. So this is a chance for a lot of these young guys to put out some good film, and maybe even to a certain extent some of the older guys too, because you have to figure out if those guys are going to come back. So I think these are some of the things that they're going to be looking at over the next couple games.
How warm is the seat of Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry right now, in your opinion, Mary Kay?
Well, it just seems like everything that I've been hearing, they're fine and they're good to go. If anything changes on that front, I guess at this point I would have to say that I'm pretty surprised and pretty shocked about it, because it really does seem like they are moving forward, and that Jimmy Haslam intends to keep Andrew and Kevin. So that's what I believe will happen.
Do you believe the seat is warm for either Bubba Ventrone or Ken Dorsey?
I do think that there could be some changes in the coaching staff after the season, because there always are changes in the coaching staff. So obviously special teams has not gone well this whole entire season. I don't know if they'll attribute that to all of the injuries and personnel changes, or if they'll seek to do something there. I don't know what the feeling is going to be on Ken Dorsey. I do think that some of that will be dictated by what kind of quarterback do you want? What kind of scheme do you want to run? If it's not one that aligns or matches up with what Ken Dorsey does well, then, you know, who knows what the thinking is there. I don't know what the plans are in terms of the coaching staff, but I would expect that there will be some changes in the organization somewhere.
I'm just kind of trying to digest everything. And then, you know, we talk about this stuff all the time, where everything seems to be calm, and then somehow, some way, now this year it won't be on the bus back from Baltimore, but something crazy always seems to happen on the bus back from Pittsburgh or somewhere where they're coming back the last week of the season. So I guess sometimes you just never know with what's going to happen. But I agree with everything you're saying and what I think you're hearing. I guess maybe I'm prepared that if they get stuck on 3 wins, you know how hard that is for an NFL head coach to survive 3 wins, even if they have two Coaching of the Year titles? Like, if you take a step back from it, if they decided to make major changes, it probably wouldn't be that insane.
Well, again, we don't know where they're going with that, but I do think Myles Garrett threw a whole new element into the whole situation by basically throwing down the gauntlet and saying, show me what you have. Show me how we are going to be able to contend for the Super Bowl again next season. I need to see it if I want to be back here. They were such strong comments that he made last Friday. And I think that everyone should snap to attention about that because he's not messing around with this. He really means business with this, and he's going to need to see and know that they have a good quarterback plan and that they are not going into rebuild and that they can come back next year and say what they've said pretty much every year after the, 1-31, and that is that they are challenging for the playoffs and they are trying to make it to a Super Bowl. If they can't say that next year, then he really is going to explore his options.
Yeah, how much do you think that conversation kind of supercharges his way to either a contract extension or leaving? I mean, part of this, I think, has to be he's looking at his contract saying, look, if you guys want to try to get something, I don't want to lose. And I don't blame, I don't think there's a fan in Northeast Ohio that blames him. I'm just wondering what the Browns are going to try to sell him to say, you know what, let's do this. And then is he going to turn around and go, okay, I believe in what you're saying, I'm going to sign an extension?
Well, I don't know about the extension because he has a contract through 2026 at $25 million a year. So I don't know if an extension is in the offing unless he demands something like that. But I do think that he is going to require the knowledge of the quarterback plan because that's the number one thing that they have to do. And if he is satisfied that whoever's coming in here is going to be able to play winning ball for them, then I think that he'll be okay. But I do think that, in some ways you can look at it and think a trade of Miles could be beneficial to both sides, but I don't think anybody wants it to come to that at all.
Yeah, Mary Kay, there's something about trading Hall of Fame players that just doesn't sit well with me. Like, as funny as that statement sounds, and especially Hall of Fame players who are playing at the level of Myles Garrett, no matter what the return is, it's never going to equal what Myles Garrett can give this team. And having Myles Garrett makes the job of the quarterback easier. So I don't understand how moving forward would involve, or I should say moving forward closer to a Super Bowl would involve not having Myles Garrett on this roster. It's like a catch-22.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, but when you consider that if you could get two first-round picks for him, that you could parlay that into an excellent starting quarterback, then that changes the game a little bit. But I still agree with you. I don't think that is the most prudent way to go about it. I do think that they can find a quarterback somehow, some way. Right now they have the 5th overall pick, and that could improve by the time they get to the end of the season. And then you can also look for one in free agency in a trade. And I think it's much easier to find a good winning starting quarterback now than it was, say, 10 years ago.
Mary Kay, just your thoughts on these games being played on Christmas tomorrow. And, these four teams had to flip things around from Saturday to be able to play on Wednesday. I still feel like it's such a short turnaround, even though they played on Saturday. But I'm wondering how the NFL is looking at these games and if they feel like they're going to want to do this again in the future.
I think they will. Multiple maximum exposure for the NFL is what they want, and I don't think they're going to go backwards from this. I think this is going to be the wave of the future, and even as they move forward, you'll see games on other days as well in the middle of the week, and they'll just have to figure it out because they are branching out into global markets, and then you've got the betting, and when you can get more eyes on a game, they believe that that's good for everyone. So I think that this is how it's going to be, and I actually like having sports on holidays. I know some people might not, but I do enjoy it myself. I'm looking forward to the games, and we'll just see how it all plays out.
Mary Kay, have an amazing Christmas with your family, and enjoy the next 24, 48 hours here before you got to get back into work mode, and I'm sure work mode never stops, but enjoy the holiday with your family, my friend. Thank you, Mary
Kay. Definitely, Mary Kay. Thank you very much for joining us, and a very Merry Christmas to you and the family.
You too. Happy holidays, guys.
All right. Take care, Mary Kay. Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com.